calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, you recognize that theme. That, of course, is the theme from Svengoolie, which you see every Saturday night on MeTV. But starting this Saturday, one of the reasons why we're having Mr. Svengoolie on the show is to talk about the move. Svengoolie is going to start at an earlier time, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, on MeTV. A couple of hours earlier than it used to start. You can check out Svengoolie.com for all kinds of information. But Rich Coase, who plays Svengoolie, great friend of the show, and it's just an excuse to get Rich back on the show just so we can hang out. So let's say hello to Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Nick.
How are
you? Need excuses to have me on.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, anytime I can get you on, I'm happy about it. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So the big move this Saturday, the 9th.
Yeah.
You guys are moving to 7 p.m. Central. And how are you feeling about that? How are you guys all feeling about it?
Actually, it's kind of cool that we're doing this. We're moving up into prime time. And I think it removes some of the conflicts that some people have had with the show. One being that there are people who always go, I can't stay awake till the end of the movie.
Yeah. Mine is that I always watch Saturday Night Live live because I post my ratings on all the sketches live.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, on social media. So I miss the last half hour of the show all the time, and I have to go back and watch it on my DVR. So this way I can watch the whole show, and I can watch all of Svengoolie and all of SNL on the same night.
Yeah, and in some of the markets that we're in, since we're all over the country, there are some stations that have news at, like, the 10 o'clock hour. And because of that, we would start at the 10 o'clock hour in some of those markets normally, but because they have the news, they would actually delay it. They would run the news and then maybe, like, Get Smart after it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd come on even later, like 11 o'clock. And we've often had viewers in that area going, wow, it's on too late for me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, since you made the announcement, how is the fan response? What's it been like?
I would say that it's probably 85% people are very happy about it. There is a percentage that argues that, you know, these kind of movies should be seen after dark or it's not scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep saying, well, wait till January. It'll be dark.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I understand that viewpoint. But again, you know, okay, so DVR it or whatever and watch it later if you really feel that way.
Yeah, there's so many options that people have to watch it. Now, how long have you been with MeTV?
MeTV, well, I think it's either 5 or 6 years now that we've been on the network.
Mm-hmm. And that changed a lot, right? I mean, it really opened you up to a much wider audience, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's been just amazing, you know, to be suddenly getting, you know, this feedback from all over the country and, you know, a few places over the borders into other countries.
Yeah.
And it's really been very flattering that it's been accepted so well everywhere. And We've been, I'm proud to say, pretty successful all over the country.
Yeah. Now, do you get questions from people around the world or across the country, and they go, what's Berwyn mean? Do they?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. The explanation has to be trotted out every so often.
Right.
And otherwise, you know, they're confused about it. And some people still think that Kerwin's name is Berwyn, and I have to set him straight on that.
You know what's really funny, and I think I've told you this before, Rich, every Monday morning at Svengoolie.com, you post Kerwin's joke of the week.
Right.
That also coincides with my dad's joke of the week, who calls in every Monday morning on my show.
Right,
and tells a joke. And I actually think that at one time they told the same joke.
No, really?
Yeah. Not on the same day, But I think one of the jokes was crossed over, you know, in the world of Kerwin and my dad. Because every Monday morning at 4:45, my dad calls in and tells a joke.
You don't think they're related?
They could be. I'm sure they share the same material. It's around this. It's about. That's the height of comedy. The kind of jokes that Kerwin get. Those are actually submitted from your audience, though.
Yeah. We get a bunch of them in from the viewers. And as we like to say, whichever one strikes Kerwin as funny ends up being the joke of the week.
When did Kerwin make his debut?
Well, you know, he started, I want to say that it was right before we came on MeTV. But I'm not 100% sure of that. I know that my director, Chris Faulkner, knows the exact time that it came out, because I remember him saying to me, well, you know, this weekend is Kerwin's birthday.
Oh.
I'm like, Kerwin's birthday? He says, yeah, this was, you know, and whatever number of years it
right.
was since he first started.
Right. Wow. That's it. Look, I love Kerwin. I think Kerwin is hilarious.
Yeah, and I pointed out recently, obviously, that his voice, of course, was based on the late Jerry Lewis.
Right.
Because the first time I saw him, there were those eyes and the goofy teeth and stuff and the
right.
sort of, you know, thin appearance, and it reminded me of, you know, early Jerry.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago on your show, you ran Murders in the Rue Morgue two Saturdays ago, which is that's actually one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. And you know, it like the monkey stuff is a little silly.
Oh, yeah,
but,
sure.
But I as a kid, I remember that was the movie that where Bela Lugosi really freaked me out. Like just the way he looked with the unibrow, his whole shtick. I just remember that was the movie that, I mean, Dracula, of course, but that one I remember stuck with me big time.
Well, and the fact that at times he would get so violent when his experiment wasn't working right.
Yeah.
Again, a great testament to his acting ability, just as playing Igor was.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, so many people think, oh, yeah, it's Bela Lugosi, he's Dracula. But you see his versatility in these other characters that he played.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, I mentioned that Murders in the Rue Morgue, which was just wonderful to watch. I hadn't seen it in a while, and I love it. I just think it's so beautifully shot. And it just looks really great. It's one of those, it really captures the best, like, look and feel of those classic Universal movies. It really does. And
yeah, definitely. And they have such a noir feel to it
as
well.
Yeah. But I just wanted to mention during that broadcast, because, and again, I've told you this before, Rich, I love it when the movies are really short and we get more Sven.
Well, that's nice.
And a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of Sven. Because Murders in the Rue Morgue is really short, and you pulled out some of your, you mentioned Jerry Lewis, you pulled out some of the Jerry-influenced bits.
Yeah, we had a few things that we were going to show, and some people were disappointed that we didn't run the Judge Jerry bit that we've done, and I'm hoping we'll get that on sometime soon. But, you know, he actually was certainly an influence on me. And as you probably saw in the clips, I learned how to imitate him at a very young age.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about it. But you know what? I mean, that was a Jerry Lewis from, you know, childhood was a hero of mine. And
sure.
And I mean, like his death was a big blow and a big loss. And I think anybody who tries to do anything in the world of comedy owes a debt to Jerry Lewis. And as a filmmaker, I mean, the guy was a genius. And so that was a big loss, and I was glad that you were able to do a few bits with Jerry in mind.
You know, definitely so. And like I said, you know, as far as being an influence on me, you know, there was a lot of stuff I learned just from watching him and, as you say, watching his films, that he had such an amazing talent as far as, you know, putting the stuff on film.
Yeah.
And, you know, the editing and everything. He, you know, people say a lot of things about him. And some, I think, maybe deservedly so.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you cannot deny that this was such a multi-talented man.
Incredible. In every facet of the game, he was just amazing. And I also, you know, think that The Nutty Professor would be fun to show on your show.
I wish we could get it. We can't get the rights to it, but that, I think, would fit in perfectly.
Absolutely. And I remember as a kid when I saw The Nutty Professor, that first transformation scene scared the heck out of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of people forget about that one part which really, you know, is a great, great transformation scene. And it is, you know, because you don't know where that's going when you see it the first time.
Yeah. And I just remember, I mean, obviously, you know, the Technicolor, I just remember all the colors of the liquids hitting the floor and him crawling around on the floor and then the weird teeth and all that stuff. And then, of course, you know, when he's walking down the street and they cut to him and he's Buddy Love. Amazing stuff. So what are you show? Tell everybody what you're showing this week on the 9th for the big move.
Okay, this is something that actually, when we got the Godzilla movies that we showed, this was also in the package. And let's take some explanation here.
Okay.
It's Medusa Against the Son of Hercules. That's the actual title.
All right.
Like Medusa, it sounds like, you know, a wrestling match coming up. You know, Medusa against the Son of Hercules. And the background of this is kind of funny because, you know, back in the 60s, there was the big influx of gladiator-type movies and stuff based on the whole beginning thing of Hercules with Steve Reeves.
Right.
And so the movie that we've got is part of what was, I guess, a package that was put together specifically for TV that was, you know, kind of trying to get the rub of the Hercules stuff. It was a group of films that they were dubbed the Son of Hercules, Sons of Hercules package. They actually made this awful theme song, which you will hear.
Oh, great.
That sounds like, you know, it's supposed to be for a Western.
Okay.
And it's about the mighty sons of Hercules. They ride around, and it's like, okay. And then they actually would dub in some narration at the beginning of each one that explained that, you know, Hercules had sons by birth, but also there were men who adhered to the tenets of his beliefs and strengths, and they were also called Sons of Hercules. And one of these is Perseus, who is the hero of this movie. And in reality, if you go into, you know, Greek mythology, Perseus was kind of related to Hercules, was not a son of Hercules, though, and actually, depending on what you read, was either a half-brother of Hercules or his grandfather. Don't ask me to explain, but it's such a strange movie. And one of the cool things about it is that there are monsters in it. There is the Medusa, of course, as mentioned in the title.
Yeah.
And there's also a sort of dragon that comes out of the water, and a sea serpent or whatever you want to call it. And these were created by Carlo Rambaldi.
Oh.
Who, as you know, did the original remake of King Kong, made the big mechanical Kong that barely worked.
Yeah.
And also worked on E.T. and various other movies.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. And actually, there's only one American actor in this movie, and that's the lead guy who plays Perseus. His name is Richard Harrison, not to be confused with Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars, who I don't think has ever battled Medusa.
No.
Although he might have tried to, you know, pawn her or sell her in the store. And the story on this guy is kind of fascinating. He got bit parts here in America and was really kind of frustrated because he couldn't land leading man roles. So he moved over to Europe, where he stayed for like 20 years and made, you know, movies where he was the leading man.
Wow, there you go. All right, Rich, hang on. We got to take a break. Come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the movie you're showing on the 9th. For those of you who are in the know, this Saturday, the 9th, Svengoolie moves to an earlier time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on MeTV. It'll still be the same great show, though, right, Rich?
I hope so, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. There's Rich Coates, everybody. We'll come back, talk more with Rich, a.k.a. Svengoolie, right after we break here on 720 WGN.
A little bit of Dracula in my life. A little bit of Scared from Vincent Price. A little bit of Tor on my TV. A little bit of someone you can't see. A killer like Godzilla I could use. A little bit of Devil Girl and her tin can. A little bit of Moon makes me Wolfman.
Yeah. Nothing like a Mambo Number 5 parody. That, of course, is Svengoolie, who this Saturday is moving to an earlier time. Make your notes, and if you've got them on the DVR ready, it's going to be automatic. But it moves to 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can check out Svengoolie.com, and we welcome Rich Coase back. Hey, Rich.
Hey, you know, and one thing people have to do is kind of always check that DVR, because for some reason there are times when the listing service will change it from Spenguli to just the title of the movie.
Yeah.
And this happens on and off. We don't know why, but that's something you got to be careful of. I've had people complain. I had it set, and because they changed it to the title of the movie, I missed recording it.
Right. Keep an eye on that. That's happened a couple of times with my service, but for at least a year now, it's just said Spenguli.
Well, that's good.
And then the description is the title of the movie. That's what what it says. It says Spenguli and then the title of the movie. So.
And at times they refer to me as Rick Coase, too, so I'm not quite sure why.
Rick?
Yes. I guess they thought I was coming from Casablanca.
Right. So this movie that you're showing on Saturday, what's it called again? Medusa versus...
Medusa against the son of Hercules.
Against the son of Hercules. What country are these from? Are they...
It's from the Italian cinema,
right,
where they were cranking out at the time tons and tons of these, you know, Hercules type hero movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously it's dubbed.
Yeah.
As those are certainly well known for their sometimes atrocious dubbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like some of the actors in this because they resemble other people. The one evil king kind of looks like Jackie Gleason from the later years when he was doing the movies with Burt Reynolds
Smokey and the Bandit movies.
Yeah,
when he had the mustache and the
yes, exactly. And then there's his son looks kind of like Joe Flaherty from SCTV. So I make sure I point that out.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
There are times when some of this gets to be a little bit, dare I say it, long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So we've added a little bit of our Sven surround effect
nice.
In different places through it just to help get people through it.
I've always loved Sven surround. Always. It just cracks me up.
I'm glad. You know, it's funny because a lot of people say, oh, you know, you shouldn't tamper with the movie like that. And, you know, if it's a good movie, we're not going to mess with it too much.
Yeah.
But I think some of these, you can't take it too seriously.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you're not going to do Sven surround during Bride of Frankenstein. You know, I mean, that's not going to happen. But when you have something with Medusa against the son of Hercules, I think you can mess around a little bit with it.
I would hope so, yes.
Yeah. So what else is coming up also on the schedules coming up? We talked about what's happening this Saturday on the 9th.
The whole month of September. We've got some very cool stuff. We've got It Came from Outer Space.
Oh, man, yeah.
And then we wind up the month with two of the absolute classics, Frankenstein and the Wolfman.
Oh, come on now. That's it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm reading a book right now, Rich. It's called The Universal Monster Movies.
Oh, really?
And I picked it up at Flashback, in fact, in the vendor room at Flashback. And I can't remember who the author is, but it's a really wonderful book. But it is only the entries are only the monster movies. So like Murders in the Rue Morgue is not in the book.
Okay,
you know, the Black Cat, stuff like that. It's not in there. But it just covers the Frankenstein creature. It covers Dracula, Wolfman, the Mummy, and the Invisible Man.
Uh-huh.
And reviews all of the movies in chronological order. And it's a really terrific book.
Great.
Yeah, it's the Monster Movies of Universal is what it's called. And of Universal Studios. James Neubauer is the author.
James Neubauer.
Yeah, Neibauer.
Okay.
And he does a really wonderful job. And just like I said, just covers specifically the monsters of Universal. It's a terrific
book. Does it get as far as Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, and it covers all the Abbott Costellos, you know.
Oh,
yeah. So it's a really terrific book. I thought maybe you would enjoy that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look for that.
Yeah, it's good. I picked it up at Flashback. Speaking of Flashback, what a fun weekend, huh, Rich?
It really was. Once again, I mean, every year, you know, I always tell you I'm worried about how that costume contest is going to go and if I'm going to be able to be quick enough to think of some lines.
Well, I mean, you know how much I love that. I'm your best audience member at that
Definitely,
thing.
Definitely, yes.
As soon as I introduce you, which is my honor every year, I get to introduce Rich, and then I just sit right down in the front row and laugh my butt off for about half an hour.
You're like my Ed McMahon.
Yes! And another thing, Rich, I just want to mention before we let you go, and again, everybody make sure that you know that this Saturday, September 9th, Spenguli will be starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, still on MeTV, but 2 hours earlier. We're going to touch base with you again at the beginning of October to talk about all the Halloween appearances you're going to be making. Is that good?
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up. We're just like kind of solidifying stuff, including, it looks like right near the end of the month, not on Halloween, but a little before that, I may actually be doing an appearance at a casino even.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Rich, always a pleasure. You're the best. And we'll talk to you at the beginning of October, okay?
Terrific, Nick. And thanks again for always taking the time to talk to me.
Anytime, Rich. You know that. Take care.
Okay, you too, buddy.
There you go. Rich Coves, everybody. He's the best. Sven Gulli moving to an earlier time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, starting this Saturday. It's on MeTV a couple hours earlier. You can adjust your DVRs accordingly. Check out svengulli.com as well. Always great to talk to Rich. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this on 720 WGN.